CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, you're home early.
Yeah, I know. It's so hot at the office today. Nobody was getting any work done. The air conditioning didn't work.
Yes, how spoiled you modern office workers are. It seems to me people worked in the days before air conditioning, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess we're getting spoiled. Well, you kept the living room pretty cool.
Yeah, I kept the sun out. Now there's a nice breeze coming in off the
Room. Uh-oh, I'll get it. I'm up. Sit still, I'll get it.
I'll keep on figuring what we can have for dinner. There aren't too many calories in it.
Boy, this diet. I tell you, I'm tired of it already.
I know, me too.
Hello.
Now, let's see.
Oh.
20 calories.
Why, yes. Just a moment, please. Where's Betsy?
Me? Oh, outside somewhere.
Oh, Betsy. Betsy! Telephone!
Hi!
Hello. She'll be right here. It seems to me every time that phone rings lately, it's for Betsy.
Well, she's getting older. I guess we can expect it. Who is it?
I don't know. A very polite voice said, oh, this is Mark Winslow. May I speak to Betsy, please?
Oh, here's Mark. I think he's the latest. Don't slam the screen door!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
hello? Hello? Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, fine. How are you? No, I'm not doing anything.
What's she doing?
Taking the phone into the closet, dear, so she has privacy.
Ho hum.
Can I go, please, Daddy, Mommy?
All right, just calm down.
Well, Mark's on the phone. He's waiting.
Well, it seems to me to be all right, don't you think, dear?
I don't even know who this kid is.
Mark Winslow, Daddy.
Well, I don't know this Mark Winslow. I don't even know the Winslow.
Well, I've met Mrs. Winslow at the PTA, and she's lovely. They have that lovely house that sits way back on Silver Birch Road that you have always admired so much.
Oh.
You know
well,
that.
Can I go? Mark is waiting on the phone.
Look, I don't understand yet where this Mark wants you to go.
Dinner, Daddy.
It's family night at the Nokomis Country Club, apparently, and Mark has invited Betsy to go out there with a...
Well, are the Winslows going? I mean...
Of course. You think Mark's going to drive the car? He's 10 years old.
Well,
really, honey?
All right, I don't know. I guess if you think it's all right, it's all
well,
right.
Well, I don't see why not. If Mrs. Winslow told Mark, you know, that he could invite Betsy.
Well, you better talk to Mrs. Winslow or something.
Well,
yes, that's what Mark said. If I can go, then he's going to call his mother to the phone so she can talk to you, Mom.
Well, all right, you can go. It all just seems so sudden somehow.
Thank you for inviting Betsy, and she'll be ready by 6:30.
All right, yes. Goodbye.
Aren't they picking her up until 6:30? Seems to me it's awfully late for the children to be having dinner. By the time they drive way out to the Nokomis Country Club and get served.
Oh, Daddy, the Winslows never eat dinner anyhow until 7. Mark said so. And they have a maid. And you know what she does? She goes around the table with the food and stops by each one, and they help themselves. Why don't we have a maid?
No, look here.
Wait a minute.
She's going to start getting fancy notions.
The Winslows have a maid because they can afford one, dear.
Why can't we afford one?
For the simple reason...
Dear, please, now, never mind that. Now, if Betsy's going to be ready by 6:30, you had better get upstairs, young lady, and get your bath.
I'm trying to decide what to wear.
Well... Wear your pink organdy if you're going out to dinner.
Oh, no, Mommy. That's too babyish.
Babyish?
That's your favorite dress with the embroidery and the pink sash.
Babyish?
Why, it's just darling on you. The sash I don't like anymore, Mommy. It's just babyish.
Look, it's a perfectly beautiful dress.
I think I should wear something different.
Well, what do you want to wear? What do you think?
I think I should look more... Well, I think my white dress would look better with my navy blue jacket that has the gold buttons and the design on the pocket and my plain white shoes.
Well, I never thought of that combination. I think she's right, dear.
It's tailored, it's simple, sporty, you know, but still some dressy, too.
Oh, boy, I give up. I never realized you women started getting so clothes-conscious at such an early age.
As a matter of fact, Betsy, I think it shows very good taste. I remember how I dolled up one night to go out there with your boss and his wife. Remember, dear? And I felt so out of place.
Not at all. You looked lovely. I remember very well.
Yeah, I was overdressed. And I looked around. Most of the women had on plain, simple dresses with maybe a little fancy sweater, you know, thrown casually over their shoulder. I felt rather silly in a bouffant skirt.
What are you doing?
Picking up the living room a little bit. It looks terrible. I don't want Mark to come in and see these newspapers all over. You should see the Winslow's living room.
Oh, John. Go on upstairs and take your bath, Betsy. I'll pick up the living room, and it will look lovely when Mark calls for you. Now, stop worrying.
Are you going to do something to your hair, too?
Yes, I was weeding in the garden, but by the time Mark gets here, I will have put on a clean dress and fixed my hair.
Why are you staring at me?
Well, nothing. It's okay, I guess.
What is okay?
Well, you could shave, dear. I mean, I think that's what Betsy means. It's just...
Shave?
Betsy, get upstairs. Go on.
Shave?
Hurry up. Now, start your bath. I'll be right up to help you.
And I want my bangs put up, too, so they close.
Yes, I'll put up your bangs. Should... Hurry up and start your bath.
Shave? I should shave for some 10-year-old kid who's coming...
Now, listen, Betsy only wants to be proud of us, dear. Why do you act like that?
For goodness sake, remember how you were at Betsy's age? I remember how I was. You're proud of your parents, and you want them to look their best when you introduce them to your friends.
She isn't proud of us at all. She's ashamed of us.
Oh, ashamed of us. That stage comes later.
The heck it does. She's ashamed of us right now. These Winslows have a maid. We don't. These Winslows have a living room that I should see because theirs is so beautiful. Ours isn't.
Betsy didn't say that at all. Their house is bigger, and I suppose...
Well, Betsy is getting snobbish. She is. Look, I don't like it at all. Believe you me, I'm going to have a talk with that young lady. Time she learned a sense of values and learned some manners, too. She is rude and ill-tempered. I don't know where we've slipped up, but we sure have. Precious little daughter better learn how to be polite and how to act in polite society, especially if she thinks she's going to hobnob with the Winslow. She is going to learn how to talk to people.
Well, teacher, tomorrow, are you going to shave or not?
No. I'll be darned if I will.
The summer's biggest holiday weekend is almost here, and your food store is ready with a good supply of wonderful Cut-Rite wax paper. Right now, look for the big Cut-Rite display at your favorite store. You want to have plenty of Cut-Rite on hand to keep all those picnic foods fresh longer. So be prepared. Stock up on Cut-Rite today. Look for the big holiday display of extra strong Cut-Rite wax paper now at your favorite food store. Get Cut-Rite.
There's Mark, Betsy. You go on to the door.
You'll have to admit, dear, Betsy looks lovely. Very trim, neat, and smart, and like a model.
At her age, I don't want her looking like a model. I want her to look frivolous and billowy, the way a little girl should look.
Keep quiet. Well, sit up. They're coming in.
Father, I'd like you to meet a friend of mine, Mark Winslow. This is my father, Mark.
How do you do, Mr. Piper? I'm very glad to meet you.
Stand up there.
I'm glad to meet you, Mark.
And Mother, you've met Mark before, I think.
Yes, I should say. Well, it's nice to see you again, Mark.
It's very nice to see you, Mrs. Piper. My father says you'll be home by 9 o'clock, sir, so don't worry about Betsy.
No, we won't worry, thank you, and have a good time.
Yes. Oh, we will, thank you.
We will. Yeah. Mark bought me a corsage. Isn't it beautiful? I love yellow roses. It was very nice of you to think of it, Mark. Well, Mr. Winslow is waiting in the car, so I'd expect we'd better be leaving.
Goodbye, Mr. Piper.
Yes,
Mrs. Piper.
Goodbye, Father. Bye, Mother.
Yes. Good night,
Mark.
Good night. Have a good time, dear.
We will. Thank you.
Well, good night, Father. Good night, Mother. Well, she didn't even seem like my daughter, my baby girl. I guess I should have shaved.
Plenty of time, dear. This is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Pat DeWar, and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenter. This is Stuart Metz speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, please.